Welcome, my friends, to the podcast that never ends, where we gather our clan and talk about peace and love in our lives, the difficulties along the journey, and how we rise up. We will experience a little thing I call Kluberty together, find our sweet spot, and planting our seeds to watch them grow in our magic garden. I'm Uncle Dave, and our transformation starts right here. Hey now, how are you doing? So today's episode of Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat, we're going to talk about Kluberty. What the hell is that? Well, Kluberty is a word I created or maybe heard about even, but I actually started looking at it and I was like, yeah, I get it. So Kluberty quickly is like puberty. Who remembers puberty or might be going through it right now in various stages, either through yourself or through your children? Right? It's always difficult to go through it as those changes are coming within ourselves. And we don't know what it's going to be, what it's going to be like, because we haven't experienced it yet. Well, now, Kluberty is very similar. It's a whole bunch of changes when you look at your mental status. And that's what it is. It's growing from within ourselves, because that's where we grow. Because once we can fix the things that are inside of us, the outside becomes so much better. We are the change that needs to be done in our communities, in our houses, and in our lives. Now, Kluberty for me started basically at my lowest point. As I've shared, about a year ago, I tried to hurt myself to the point where it was a suicide attempt. I was at the lowest point, and I wanted to remove myself from my family, and I wanted to kind of help them. I thought I would be better off, or they would be better off without me causing damage, because that's what I was told. Now, about 2 weeks after this attempt, during this attempt, actually, I was fully in. Like, I knew exactly what I was doing, and I was calm. I wasn't in any sort of state other than that was my goal. I had a goal, and I did not succeed, as we all know. I didn't succeed also because I was told, now is not my time. Scared the hell out of me. It was from a voice who identified themselves as a Grandpa Mike. I don't have a Grandpa Mike. Grandpa Mike said, hey, you need to do something, and this isn't your time. Get going, buddy. And I did. Among the things I got back, and as I'm trying to reestablish myself in my life, I was very weak, walked through a lot of different pieces, and sought treatment, which there's nothing wrong with seeing a professional for anybody who thinks there is, because during the next piece, shortly afterwards, I was verbally attacked by a friend of somebody who I really love, and they told me some things. They used stigma words, so like mental case, white trash, and things like that. And guess what? Those words were meant to hurt me. But because I'm a phoenix and I can rise from it, it actually did the opposite. As I'm listening to this, it hurt. Those words hurt. I took the abuse. It was maybe 5 minutes worth of really mean, hurtful words. But guess what? I listened to them. I let them sink into me, but not in a way that they would be accepted by me. I received the pain that person needed to tell me, because there was no reason for them to do that. I hadn't hurt anybody. I hadn't done anything like that. But that person was trying to hurt me, and in my belief was trying to put me back over the edge, have me return back to where I was, that dark place. But that actually was the light I needed. That was the spark I needed to reignite my soul, to get me out of the ashes. And that was the beginning of my Kluberty. As I started working through some of the other issues, and I was like, I don't need this stuff. I can figure out what it is. I had been a mentor for a number of years. I had been through a lot of trainings, and I started doing a lot more deep diving between my therapy sessions. And my therapist was like, how do you get through all this? I do work inside this session as well as outside the session. Now, one of the things I did was decided I have a bucket list like everybody else. And my bucket list always was thinking about this. I grew up in Brooklyn, as I've mentioned, was to join the Polar Bear Club. Now, I don't know if everybody knows what a Polar Bear Club is, but guess what? It's jumping in ice cold water. And generally, you can donate money, which helps. It's a fundraiser as well. So it was right up my alley because I enjoy fundraisers. It's part of the Goons for Good thing that I want to keep creating and have you all be involved in. And that's what I did. I took the plunge. I returned back to the places where I needed to go to, and Coney Island was one of them. It was one of my happy places. And going to this experience was the beginning of Clubberty. And I went there, I jumped in the water. It was so refreshing. It was amazing. Never did I imagine it all. And it was a visceral piece because not only are you going in the water and whatever that experience is, if you've never done that, but there's also 5,000 people cheering you on. It's an experience I won't ever forget. And it helped me get me back through the beginning of Clubberty to start reevaluating what I needed to reevaluate. And in one of the other episodes, I talked about the death of Kid Ego. And that was something I needed to put to bed. I needed to bury Kid Ego as something in my past. And that was part of my Clubberty. And as you go through Clubberty, it's an ugly process because you're diving in deep areas. You're basically a caterpillar. Now, a caterpillar crawls through mud and all these other things, but at the end, it turns into a beautiful butterfly. So when we talk about Clubberty, yeah, there's a whole bunch of things that you can go through yourself, but we'll all talk about, and we'll have people on the show who are going to talk about how they went through Clubberty. And not everybody goes through Clubberty, so you don't have to. If you don't want to go through Clubberty, say, I don't want to do it. Hey, nobody, you do have to grow up. You don't have to be a grown-up. So that's one of the things I always used to say to people is, I don't like grown-ups, so I will never grow up. And in some ways, I didn't. But now I've gone through Clubberty, I'm still just as goofy as I've always been. And that's part of the learning that I did for Clubberty. So as we go through the process of Clubberty, we're going to learn from other people. We're going to hear other people, how they got through their challenges. I was a recovery coach, and we're going to talk about recovery. The stigmas against that. Why we can use different words, different lettering, and different things to make us all find the way, our own way. And that's what this peace, love, and bring a bat is. It's not only just by not doing something and finding your peace and love. It's bringing a bat, finding out what's your passion. I want to know people's passions. I want to return them to who they want to be and help them. That's what this is going to be about. And that's what Clubberty is. It's a process. And guess what? We're going to have lots of fun for this process. Thank you. And I look forward. So remember, when you go and do whatever you need to do, swing away, swing fully, find your sweet spot, and make sure that your day is great. Thanks. Well, my friends, today's journey has come to a close. I hope the seeds of peace and love continue to grow for each one of you. Remember, the peace and love surround you that will assist you to rise again. And don't forget to bring a bat for what you believe in. Namaste.